It's Fish at Six, and we've got three things on the Fish for Dinner menu tonight. I'm Mike Fisher, your trusty and trusted reporter. This is the Fishbowl. That is the star. Action on the practice field today, and that will be one of the three things we address. Give me 17 minutes. I'll give you the cowboy world on these three important subjects and maybe more too. Get in, get on, be good. Bring something of intellect to the table. I've been doing this as a cowboy beat writer for 35 years. You've been hanging out with me in many cases for that long, and I appreciate it. And hanging out with us, not only on the Fish Report here, but also at cowboyscountry.com. Laughs, pains, and brags, along with the six bongs on the wall, which I know you weed peddlers find comforting. Let's get to the injury report. First of all, today, Cowboys play on Monday, so it's not an official injury report, but we can kind of give you the who's who and the what's what, and here we go. Brandon Cooks wants back in. He's been away for a while, hadn't he, with the knee. It couldn't hurt, as Bugs Bunny likes to say. Brandon Cooks, add him to the offense on Monday night, and maybe you get a little something. Of course, he's a former Texans player and a locker room leader in Houston, and has had some positive effect in that regard in Dallas as well. It'd be nice for him to have some on-field effect as long as the Cowboys are still trying to win, which, even though you're not, they are. So Brandon Cooks going to give it a go. DeMarvion Overshown. I'm not aware that he practiced his tackle dance at the star today, but he did practice. Things are fine. Looks like he's got bursitis of the knee, so not anything major. This was kind of a rest day for some guys and a rehab day for some other guys. Wanye Thomas coming off the concussion, so he's doing some work. Not practicing today. Trayvon Diggs, Jordan Lewis, Eric Kendricks, and then, gosh, what's going on with Deron Bland? It had to have been a setback before the Lions game because he was ramping up there. On offense, Eric Kendricks that I mentioned did not work. On offense, Chuma, he's got his 21-day window open. So you've got Awesome Richards, who the Cowboys think did a pretty good job in the offensive line the other day. You've got Chuma coming back. Maybe we'll get some competition in the O-line. Hunter Lipke, Zach Martin, Tyler Smith, all sidelined basically today. Cowboys nearly sitting in the basement of the NFC East after that drubbing at the hands of Philadelphia. They are 3-6 now. They're underdogs, of course, against Houston. I haven't even looked. I think that's a safe assumption. Underdogs the next week against Washington. So the odds makers would put you at 3-8, at which point you can fully shift gears into organic tanking. Can we all agree on that? We don't, the world doesn't have to agree what to do at 3-6. I don't blame the Cowboys. I really don't. I get it. At 3-6, sure, give it a poke, I guess. At 3-8, you can start poking in another direction. Item two. Cowboy Nation frequently talks about, fans talk about, I don't want to get laughed at. They're laughing at us. They're making fun of us. And boy, do I get it. I really do. Chris Newman, you make a great point. By the way, Chris Newman, you need to be Uncle Fish Premium. What are you doing out there? Everybody wants their high draft picks. Everybody wants to draft in the top 10 until it's time in November to make the decision, the commitment to draft in the top 10. You're right. If the Cowboys end up at 13th in the draft or whatever, they will. We will. Lament. Gosh, if only, you know, Dane Brugger will tell us that you got to get in the top 8 to get a real premium guy. And we'll be sitting there at 12 going, why didn't the Cowboys just lose one more game? It's true. Chris, you make a great point. Drew, we going to see anything from Mingo on Sunday? Whoa, what about the Mingo package? I told you last week it was horse piss. And so go ahead and be skeptical now. What I said last week about Mingo, and I said it to some degree about Trey Lance too, is in the case of Trey Lance, Jerry was doing that on the radio just to sell tickets, and the Mingo thing too. My view on the Mingo thing last week was, so he gets here on whatever day it was, gets here on a Wednesday, and we're going to put in special plays for him when he's the sixth best receiver on the Panthers, and we're going to tell Tolbert and Brooks and Flournoy, who cares? You go move aside. We're going to let Mingo have a package. So I wouldn't get overly excited about the Mingo. Bill Matrenko, I see that when you go 3-6 fish, you start pulling out the alternate team uniform. It's true. It's true. I might start doing that just to pimp you. I might just show up once a week. I'm going to show up in a different team's garb just to throw everybody off. So there's the pains. Now to the laughs. And usually, I when I developed this? I developed this with the Mavericks and Dirk Nowitzki when in the early 2000s, Mavs fans were going, nobody respects us. Why aren't we on the cover of Sports Illustrated? And I started to realize then, and I've stuck with it now, if the national media, it took them like 15 years to figure out who Nowitzki was. But we knew. I went to every game. I went to most practices in every game. I knew. There was one time the Cowboys or the Mavericks were in the playoffs, and Sports Illustrated, it was like a shot of Jason Terry's feet. And then between his ankles was like Tim Duncan or something. And Mavericks fans were going, yeah, we finally made the cover of Sports Illustrated. I'm like, it's Jason Terry's foot. He didn't make anything. And I don't care. Oh, Jason Terry, who used to live right there, points out Marsha. What? So that's when I started to develop my philosophy is I don't care if ESPN respects me. I know. And I don't mean me. I mean your team. And same thing with they're laughing at us. Most of the people that are laughing at you are laughable. But this sun glare roof window curtains thing, which is it in the top 100 cowboy problems? No. Is it in the top 100 cowboy stories? Yes. Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce, by the way, the only podcast I listen to is mine. So I have to be told what these other guys are saying on these other podcasts, and then we write about it at cowboyscountry.com. Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce are absolutely roasting Jerry for the window thing, and they're doing it smartly. They're talking about the stadium faces the wrong way, and people are calling it an architectural mistake. I'm not convinced that it wasn't done on purpose because architects aren't stupid. It's the only stadium in Texas that's faces the wrong way. There's plenty of real estate there to have turned it the other way. And Kelce are going, it's absolutely ridiculous. And Travis says, I've played there. I've dropped the ball with the sun in my eyes. I've played there. It's preposterous. And they're going through Jerry's comments about the moon and the reminder again, they have curtains. If you want to discover who knows the Cowboys versus who doesn't know the Cowboys, media-wise, find all the people that are saying they should hang curtains and unfollow them. They have curtains. And I've been telling you they've had curtains for 15 years. $10 pitch into the Super Chat says, Brian C. Fish, my buddy Matt and I have been traveling through Texas. I've been missing your live shows. What? It kills me to miss you. Have I ever told you you're the best? Aw. Yes. And thank you, Brian, you have. But nothing's more valuable than Marsha telling me that I'm the best, which she did last night. It's true.
I did.
Everything I say is true. See?
I said those words.
Everything I say is true. So I don't get bent out of shape. Oh, everybody's laughing at my team. Except Kelce and Kelce, they were laughing, but they're dead serious about how dumb it is to do that in your stadium. And I've explained the aesthetics, the dark and the light. If you're an artist, you understand it, the dark and the light and the stained glass window effect through a cathedral. It's gorgeous. I get it. Tony Fisher did the thumbnail tonight, by the way, which is also gorgeous. There's Kelsey, and then Jerry is the sun. He's not the sun god. He's the sun god, G-A-W-D. Sun god, 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 god. I don't mind people laughing at my team if my team's goofing up and we're 3-6 and they're making fun of it. It's part of the deal. I don't like being laughed at on when the matter is serious and the critics are being serious. And I'm sensing that Jerry Jones, who I have said for many years, actually does have big ears. I know he has a big mouth. He has big ears. But he's not listening on this one. Jerry, by the time smart media people, yours truly, and the Kelseys, and CeeDee Lamb is telling you, Mr. Jones, what are we doing? That's when it would pain me to be laughed at. When my stubbornness is getting in the way and conflicting with the good advice that I'm being given. That's when I don't want to be laughed at. Dysfunctional, thanks for the $5 pitch-in. I will just say this briefly. We could do this in depth on another time. First of all, Dak Prescott's not retiring. He underwent the surgery on Wednesday. Everything's going to be fine. He'll be back next year. He won't be more mobile than he ever was. Not after an ankle shooting through the side of his leg 4 years ago and a hamstring reattached to the bone surgery this time. He will not be a running quarterback. He already wasn't, but he's not going anywhere. But the simple answer on Dak, his contract is inescapable. And I think I will do this. I will do a study on this because the dopes on Fox Sports 1 are talking about the same thing, about dumping Dak. So, you know what? 7:20 tomorrow morning. Breakfast at Fish and East. Maybe we will do. We'll do a dollar and cent breakdown. What happens if Dak leaves, quits, retires, bulldozes his mansion and decides to do that full time, has 20 kids and decides to quit football? So what happened? Oh, and what happens if the hamstring gets stapled to the bone and then goes little and flops off? Okay, you got it. You asked for it. You got it. I don't like being laughed at from people who are right. I don't mind being laughed at for 3-6. 3-6 is what it is. I don't want people to discover secretly that I'm stupid and laughing about my stupidity, especially when I can do something about it. I have curtains. Brian Cusack, on Fish Premium. Fish, you say the Cowboys need their next coach to be a taskmaster. Is that Lincoln Riley? Don't know. I have no idea. Jim Rockford. Jim Rockford, of course, living in a trailer down on the beach in Southern California, which could not have been legal. The next head coach around here, Cliff Kingsbury. I've put him on the list, as you know. Jason. Half our fans still want Trey Lance, even after Sunday. There is a time for Trey Lance. There's a place for Trey Lance. There's a role for Trey Lance. It's coming. Joey, Dak Prescott can have 20 kids between now and next year? Well, you know, they could do some magnificent things with the artificial insemination. VJ, we will love Dak once again once we start winning. I buy that. He's capable of that, but also understand, and this is the dumb criticism that I ignore. I listen to the smart criticism and the smart laughs. I ignore the dumb laughs. As soon as Dak Prescott throws an interception next year, he sucks. That's the stuff that I ignore. And you should too. Item 3. Micah. He just can't stop himself. He's on Twitter today. And he's got an opinion. And this time, it's not an opinion about the government or Brittany Griner or America's Got Talent or what, all the things that he always has. He has an opinion on everything. It's incredible. He's 25? He's a 25-year-old guy, and he knows everything about everything. It's incredible, the massive brain that this kid has on him. Micah knows how to fix the Cowboys. Coot sweet, diddly diddly dink. It's simple. Quote, defense wins championships. Build this defense while we got young superstar. He forgot the S. Surely he's just not talking about the one defensive superstar. He can't mean build this defense while we got me. He can't just mean that. Superstars. Build this defense while we got young superstars, including him. We will win more games holding teams to 20 or less points than by having offensive shootouts. Facts, Micah tweets with a bunch of exclamation marks. We could have a fascinating conversation right now about whether or not he's right. Defense wins championships. Oh, what? What did he say? I never heard of that one before. I don't know. That's not true. We know, right? Defense doesn't win championships exclusively any more than offense wins championships. You're aware of that, right? Scoring 30 points is really good. Holding the other team is 20 points is also really good. Build this defense where they got young superstars. Okay, but wait a minute, Micah. Name them. Micah. Trayvon Diggs? Okay, Trayvon Diggs. Deron Bland? The Cowboys have a bunch of young superstar defensive players? They do? Because every game that I've been in attendance at, which is pretty much all of them, by the time we get to the third quarter, the Cowboys are getting outscored 81 to 25. Who are, and Jason, I think you're onto something. No offense, Mozzie, but I don't think I don't think Micah's podcast is straight dope, no bullsh, if he thinks the Cowboys defense is loaded with young superstars and that's what needs to be the foundation of the build. They need players. Micah, you need players. You need more CeeDee Lambs. You need more Tyler Smiths. And you need more Micah Parsonses. And you need more trade. You need them all. Defense does not win championships exclusively. That's false. It's a cliche. Somebody said it 70 years ago, and Micah stuck on it. You might win more games holding teams to 20 or less than if you have offensive shootouts, but wait, if you hold them to 20 or less and you are only scoring in the same range, then you're going to have a defensive shootout, Micah. It's the same. Build this defense while we got young superstars? Yes, but also build this offense. That's what $100 million in cap room is for. There's a certain ignorant arrogance about Micah Parsons saying, we got to build around me. It's me, me, I tell you, me. And I just wish, Boris Badenoff, we get undeserved attention, good and bad, and that's just the Jerry Jones spectacle. But my point here is it's Jerry Jones invented it, supports it, and throws gas on it. But I'm demonstrating to you, hashtag 53 brands, how it happens. A day in the life of the Cowboys isn't just Jerry Jones saying, me, 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 us. A day in the life of the Cowboys is Micah Parsons announcing that he's got the way to fix the Cowboys, and the way is me. And your criticisms are fair. Esau, Micah, stop the run. That's a reasonable response. Micah's like, we're going to do this, and we need to build around me, and I'm going to fix everything. And we're... Micah, win a game. Stop the run. Not the diarrhea of the mouth. Not that kind of run. That's not that kind of runs we're talking about. Breakfast at Fishany, 7:20 tomorrow morning. So what if Dak blank fish out?